One of the biggest narratives around Apple that has survived astonishingly through its history, and that's important to keep in mind, of course, that its history was, they were definitely a third or fourth rate competitor in the computer world. They were niche and the alternative, the Bandcamp of the computer world, in that certainly Enterprise never considered them a threat. They're probably still not a threat. From what my friend Marcus told me about iCloud, I never thought about that. I think that's fine, actually. But anyway, literally for the whole history of digital music, basically, the story has been that Apple, they make the machines for music, for the, you know, for people who make music, especially for creatives. And I don't know how much I want to go into the history of that right now, because I know I could get lost in it. But somehow, when you think about it, that's continued. And I remember when Microsoft did the Surface thing. Of course, they were focused on graphics now. But I had this inkling of a thought. I was like, what if it switches and somehow Windows becomes the platform for quote-unquote creative people instead of enterprise people? Well, I think at this point of... and one thing that really has never been discussed. Well, it has been, but certainly not by people who actually make music, is iPad and iPhone as digital audio workstations. You're laughing at, probably. For better or for worse, yes. Let me just break it to you. Spoiler. No, they're still not really reasonable platforms to make music on, especially if you're setting out to capture music digitally. The money that you would spend on an iPad Pro would, like, that decision to get an iPad Pro to record music off of and edit it would be stupid as fuck, despite all the other changes. So this is one of the notable things remain the same. But creatives don't just make things. They also, well, most of the time, hopefully, they consume media. I think creatives are also inevitably curators. And I've talked a little bit about Apple Music and why I've actually been, I have not been a subscriber the whole history of it, but I did subscribe to it immediately when it came out. I, quote unquote, believe in it, I guess. One thing I can tell you is that it is vastly better for artists and everyone than Spotify is. In comparison, if you look at the, like, the net effect on artists, Apple Music is no Bandcamp, but the simple fact that their curation, the curation that they've decided to invest in, is human curation, and I don't think the people on the platform are visible in the right ways. Like, the people who curate the playlists, they are never credited. They're never seen discussing the playlists outside of the playlists, which would be way more interesting, to be honest, to know why these two tracks were added to the Underground playlist this week, and like, what was the decision, what's the story behind that, where did you encounter these? Anyway, without getting too far into that, Apple Music has, I guess it just, it's a pleasant outcome, I think, in terms of streaming. Again, we should acknowledge, or I should acknowledge, I guess, again, by this point, if you didn't already know how much I've talked about Bandcamp, but Bandcamp is literally, basically, the perfect model for, to serve at least what we claim to want from streaming services. There are a few third-party apps that you will never hear of outside of Apple Media. which has changed in its own way. I could talk about that for years. But there is a set of tools that for music curation that I don't expect to ever see come into the mainstream conversation except for what I do, which is Music Harbor is what I'm talking about. But I know that sounds conceited or maybe delusional to refer to myself as mainstream conversation, but it's like, notably, I'm not like workflow dude. Like, this is, I didn't do this for the sake of like how cool it is. It's actually useful. Music Harbor is an application that basically, I don't know how it works, but it must pull, it must, they clearly figure out how to get stuff from the Apple and Spotify APIs, get information that you'd think would be like the first in everyone's mind, which is like the date of upcoming releases, and like, you know, what albums came out in the past week. But I don't think I've ever seen, and that's the thing is Apple Music has, it's a real downside. It addresses a real downside, but in a way that honestly, it's better than anything they do. Apple Music's new section, and I'm gonna have to look more into this and actually figure out what the formula is to get music on there. I noticed that I see in one section that is not clear from the rest on the first tab, the For You tab. One section seems to vaguely be new music from artists that I have added to my library. Oh, crucially, you can't follow artists anymore on Apple Music. That's a big talking point. That's a really big touch point because I cannot fucking imagine why. I cannot imagine why they would do that. The artists' pages on Apple Music, like, they were always sparse, I guess. But I was excited because I assumed, you know, they were paying a team to, oh God, what's the term I'm looking for here? It's a buzzword. But anyway, looking to like explore those out, right? It's like attack the volume of artist pages and get around to having bespoke descriptions, as opposed to just like scraping descriptions from wherever. Which granted, the services that do that, you know, have figured out ways of doing it impressively well, but certainly not to a satisfactorily Apple standard. God, guys, I have to ask someone about that. Why the fuck can't you follow artists anymore? Well, I mean, Music Harbor is the answer. It's a one-time payment app, I think. And it's one of those things that either was built on top of some complex API integration with streaming services that, I don't know, some other big company abandoned or like grew out of an open source library or something, or this one dude is like the number one genius in streaming API integration right now. Because it, I mean, it takes a second for it to refresh, but not nearly as long as it should. And so when you do come across an album or a work, you have a few options. One of them is you can just hit a button that takes you right into Apple Music and on that releases Apple Music page. The other one is an add to playlist button, which you can set the target of the playlist, but it's in settings, not each time. The goal being, I think, that you have a dedicated Music Harbor playlist, which so far is ideal for me because it's very clear where some new stuff came from. But okay, so that one button adds a whole album to a playlist or a single. I know, considering how I've seen this Apple Music's like response time as represented in various forms, even on the web app, I know that that's gotta be a tremendous task. But it works.